Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, does that sound scary or what? I am glad we are not going to be here for that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yes, I do. I didn't. It does. Oops. Hold on. Say that again, Audrey. Wow, that's a great question. I guess I don't know that. Yeah, that is something to think about. You're welcome. Let's see, Dan. Is Dan still here? Nope. He took off too. Okay. All right, here we go. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We do hear you. I know it is amazing. It is amazing that some people will still be so rebellious that they will not turn in the midst of all of this. Yes, it is. It's like, oh my goodness. Well, and there are so many things, too, when he said they wouldn't turn away from their sorcery, and he was talking about the horoscopes. You know, so many of those things have become such commonplace that people, will they even recognize that they're wrong?
No.
And then the witchcraft and the drugs and, you know, the pharmakia, that's not just in street drugs anymore either. That's in pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
so much of it. So anyways, Dan had a really great question, and so did Audrey. Dan's question was the church, he said that the church will be raptured out of here. Will there not still be, how did you word that, Dan? Are you still there? And Audrey asked, Audrey asked if the angels that are bringing the destruction on the earth, will the people be able to see the people on the earth still? Will they be able to see them, or just the results of what they're happening when they burn up the grass and they, you know, pour out the people on the earth, will they be able to see the angels, or just the results of what the angels are doing? They would be seeing it. And I was thinking that they wouldn't. I was thinking if we don't see the angels now ourselves, then they're going to be in a much worse state at that point. But, yeah, that is true. That's true. Oh, my. Yep, you're right. Well, even now with this cold winter spell, who was saying that they've asked people to turn off their heat for a bit so that people can charge their cars because it was taxing the grid? Yep, there you go. I think we have a couple of those too. I know what you're talking about. We have one by our nightstand, and yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and they really do have a lot, they shed a lot of light for as tiny as they are, at least ours does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, well, it's 22. Your mom was trying to get on, and for some reason, it's not letting her unmute. It said because it was being recorded, but everybody else is on talking, so I don't know what's happening. But anyway, her statement says the people who turn to God in the tribulation are called the tribulation saints. They may not be all killed. Yeah. Yeah. We wish you could talk to us. I've tried unmuting you myself, too, and I've checked to make sure that the auto mute is not on, and it's not. Yeah. I'm still not there. Yeah. Oh, we can hear you now. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
for those that are left, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, after they realize what happened. Well, that's an interesting thought, too. Wow. Yeah, that is awesome. That is awesome. Okay, yes, you want me to start communion now? Yeah. Yeah, it is good. It is good. Okay. Anybody else have anything before I... All right, here we go. We can't do the 4 more hours, though, but, but we can do communion. Yeah, I sent him a messenger message, and I told him we missed him and we're on, and he sent me back a reel. So I'm not sure. All right, here we go with the communion verses. Hopefully everybody has their communion elements. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 11. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many fall asleep. And many sleep. For if you would judge if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. My goodness. In 1 John 4:17-18, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Here we go. Prayer of salvation. Not our prayer of salvation. We're all already saved. Our communion prayer. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread, representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Here we go. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for your broken body and everything you suffered to save us. And here we go. Lift up your juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. Jesus, we thank you for your cleansing, healing, and life-giving blood for us. Thank you. Phyllis, are you with us to read? Maybe not. It sounded like she had some people going on there. All right. How about if I read Ephesians 1? Okay, what is going on here? Amen. Okay, now Phyllis says she is muted. Sunday said she cannot unmute. Yeah, and the unmute thing is undone, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, did it really? Okay, Sunday and Phyllis, are you guys cussing or something that it muted you guys? I'm just kidding. I don't know what to everything is unclicked on my end. Isn't that something? Well, yeah, we can hear you. How about you, Sunday? Nope, must not be yet. Okay, did you want to read, Phyllis? Okay. Yeah, that's what I was going to read. I love that prayer. Yeah. All right. Amen. Absolutely. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We love it too. And you know what? Right there is that verse that Ruth was talking about, that every eye will see him coming, even those who pierced him. Yeah. Oh my, oh my. All right. Well, God bless everybody's sleep. Thank you all for being with us. Sunday says, it says the host muted me. I most certainly did not. Yeah, it's just doing its own thing. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. And then make you try to do all of the codes and everything while you're driving with a load that they gave you. My, my, my. Yeah. No kidding. Isn't that something? Yeah, no kidding. All right, Audrey is saying, sing a song. What song would you like to sing for us, Audrey? Oh, my goodness. Now, this is something Audrey is muted to now. It says I'm muted. This is ridiculous. I'm being a little offended with the app at this point. Well, why is this thing muting everyone? And I have the thing open that says allow participants to unmute themselves. Isn't that something? And Jesus is Lord. She says, I still sing. That's awesome, Audrey. God bless you. All right, everybody, good night. We love you. God bless your sleep, and we'll see you for prayer tomorrow morning or more revelation tomorrow night. Good night.